Michael Petrillo joins us. He's the Melbourne City Director of Football. Michael, thanks for your time.
Hey, Kane, how are you?
You've been at the forefront. You've dominated the A-League season and the rest of it for the last couple of years. How's things taking shape?
Yeah, good. It's been a tough pre-season. We're sort of pushing the boys again. And you know, when you've been at the top, you want to try and find another advantage the next year. You know, everyone's trying to do the same. So, yeah, no, it's been a good pre-season, hard pre-season for the players. But we're on track, hopefully, to have a good start.
So how do you do that, Michael? How do you push the boundaries and continue to get better and ward off complacency and everything that comes with success?
Yeah, I think we've got a really good group of obviously coaching staff, but also medical staff, sports science staff that are looking to push the envelope a little bit every year and trying to squeeze a little bit more out of the players. I'm sure you've gone through that in your AFL career every pre-season. So, and you're trying to find the balance between making sure you can get that advantage, but also taking care that we're not having any injuries that we can avoid. And the coaches are always trying to find a new little tactical twist and add something new to the game plan. So keep not only the opposition guessing, but also keeps challenging the players, I guess. I think that's an important thing, to keep challenging physically and mentally, tactically every season to rise to another level.
Just over a week away, round one's going to be massive grand final rematch. You'll see yourself, the reigning premiers, take on the grand final foes, Western United. That's going to kick off the A-League men's season. What about the strength of the competition as a whole? I know your team is flying and no issues, well-resourced, great success, but there has recently been the new broadcast deal. The COVID pandemic has wreaked havoc, I guess, and some teams have copped it more than others. Do you expect a significant bounce back this year as the season as a whole and for the other clubs as well?
Yeah, I hope so. I think we saw signs towards the back end of the AFL season that people starting to come back and get over the issues of COVID that have presented themselves in the A-League, certainly for the last three seasons. You know, we've had a lot of games postponed, changed. There was just no consistency, teams going to the hubs. That's all in the past now. We've got, lots of games at family-friendly times. They won't be shifted, they won't be changed, so people have certainty about when the games are on. I think there's certainly a higher level of comfort of coming into stadiums now than what there was before. And I know that marketing and the promotion of the league will start to ramp up now that the AFL Grand Final's out the way. And we'll see a big difference in how the league's marketed as well. A lot of the clubs have gone out and signed some quality players, so the quality of the league will be higher. Yeah, so all in all, we're expecting a bounce back and back to hopefully back to better times.
Hey, you got a big day on Sunday, your family day.
Yeah, we have, mate. We're down at Casey Fields. Also, obviously, where the Demons facility is, we've got a big day there. The first family day there that we've had. Everybody that's in and around the southeast, but also our members and fans from wherever they get a great chance to meet players, and there's lots of activities for the kids, for the family. There's some free football clinics as well. So, yeah, it should be a great day.
And it should be a great season. I know you're really excited about your fixture as well. 9 out of your 13 home games, family-friendly time slots, I should say, kick off at either 3 or 5. So it's going to be a gigantic season. You've been at the forefront of success. Wish you all the success, albeit I'd love my Adelaide United to come through. They've been impressive as well. Thank you so much for your time and good luck for the season.
Problem.
It's exciting.
Thanks, Kane. All the best, mate.
There you have it. Michael Petrillo, Director of Football at Melbourne City.